It was almost fully light when she realised she'd reached King's Cross. Taxis were swinging in and out of its forecourt. People milled through its doors. She wandered inside, with a vague idea of buying a coffee, perhaps, or something to eat. But when she entered the white-lit building, she became mesmerised by the vast expanse of the departures board. Numbers and letters flicker-flacked over each other. City names and times were being arranged and rearranged, and letters caught on hidden electronic rollers. She read the names to herself. Cambridge, Darlington, Newcastle. I could go to any of these places, if I wanted to. Alice felt up her sleeve for the bulk of her watch. It was too big for her, really, its face wider than her wrist, but she'd pierced the scuff strap with extra holes. She glanced at it, then automatically lowered her arm again before realising that she hadn't in fact taken in what she'd seen. She raised the watch to her face again, concentrating this time. She even pressed the little button at the side that illuminated the tiny grey screen, where constantly shifting liquid crystal displayed the time, date, altitude, air pressure and temperature in a bright peacock blue light. She had never worn a digital watch before this. It had been one of John's. His watch told her it was 6:20 a.m. and that it was a Saturday. Alice turned her face up again to the departures board. Glasgow, Peterborough, York, Aberdeen, Edinburgh. Alice blinked. Read it again. Edinburgh. She could go home. See her family. If she wanted to.